here at Super Bowl 51 with ESPN's Jeff Legwald. And Jeff, we see you around the facility all the time. You know, we like to run into a familiar face. I know you're going to be in the room for the Hall of Fame, I guess, debate tomorrow. What are you looking forward to about that day? I know it's a big day for a lot of these guys.
For a player, a former player, a former coach, a contributor, it's life-changing. Other than winning the Super Bowl, I mean, it is the biggest career honor anyone in the NFL can have. It is such a big deal for these guys. And when they finally get it, it's really neat, sort of neat to see their reactions. And, you know, for the Broncos, three former Broncos, you know, Brian Dawkins, John Lynch, and then, of course, Terrell Davis. I think he's a high-profile candidate tomorrow because this is his third time as a finalist, I believe. So, you know, he keeps getting in the room, which means there's a lot of support. Now it's just a matter of, do you get enough votes for enshrinement?
When you see a guy like Terrell Davis come up again and again, you know, do you think he's got some momentum going in? What do you think about him in that room tomorrow?
I think history says if you've made the room multiple times, and by make the room, it's you are a finalist. If you are a finalist multiple times, history says you eventually get in the Hall of Fame. Now, is it at the speed everyone would like, including the person involved? Almost never. But history does say if you keep, you know, being voted as a finalist, that eventually you become a Hall of Famer. The difficulty this year, not difficulty, but the reality is in the next 3 years after this year, there are an awful lot of first-time, high-profile candidates coming up over the next 3 years. There are only five slots, so when you have first-timers like that, that's slots other people aren't going to get. So that's why this year I think a lot of people are interested to see what the class will be, because it's considered a pretty wide open year.
When you've got a guy like John Lynch, who's got a lot of momentum this week, obviously with him taking the general manager job with the San Francisco 49ers, he is battling a little bit of a safety bias, you could say. There's not a lot of safeties in the Hall of Fame. What do you think about his chances in that room?
Well, you know, again, he's been a finalist multiple times, and there is a safety. There may be no more difficult position to make the Hall of Fame than at safety. Maybe center. We have Ken Houston played the last game at safety of anyone who's gone in the Hall of Fame, and that's been a very long time ago. So difficult position to make it. You also have another safety in the room in Brian Dawkins. So sometimes guys at the same position split votes, and it affects their candidacy. But, you know, obviously, if you've made the room multiple times, you have a lot of support.
Last one for us. To get a guy in this year and going forward, how important is it to kind of get some momentum going for the future? I know the Broncos, you know, Mr. Bolin is definitely going to be considered here in the next couple of years. Champ Bailey, a lot of big names. How important is it to get a guy in soon to kind of get that momentum rolling?
Well, I think every team in the league would say it's important to have momentum for their people to get in. You know, the math is ugly because every team in the league has four or five people they think are slam dunks and should be in the Hall of Fame. Well, four or five times 32, and that's your number, and there are only five slots a year. But I will say tremendous amount of support for Terrell Davis, tremendous amount of support, and it would stun me if in the next 2 years Pat Bolin is not a contributor finalist for the Hall of Fame. It would absolutely stun me if he's not. So I think, and Champ Bailey's coming up for enshrinement, so awful lot of Broncos could get some consideration. And in the seniors pool, there, you know, Randy Gradishar and Louis Wright, there's always been support there as senior candidates. So there will be more Bronco in the Hall of Fame, more Broncos in the Hall of Fame soon. But, you know, as soon as people would like, I wish I could guarantee that.
Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.